Everyone, welcome to Steelers Live. I'm Missy Matthews, joined by Bob Labriola. We have some roster moves to get to, then we'll give some final thoughts on rookie minicamp and look forward to OTAs next week. Lab's favorite time of the year. But the Steelers have announced today they have released two players who, of course, you know their names, Greg Warren and Ladarius Green. We'll start with Greg first. He was here the longest. Kevin Colbert saying today, Labs, that Greg has been a big part of our past success, two Super Bowls to be exact. We'd like to thank him for his contributions and wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, and just for accounting purposes, both of those guys were released with a failed physical designation. That's a bookkeeping thing with the NFL players who are released under that failed physical designation still have some injury protections under the CBA. And so, as I said, it's a kind of accounting bookkeeping thing. It really doesn't change the fact that the Steelers cut ties with two guys, starting with Greg Warren, 12-year veteran, two Super Bowl championships. The thing about Greg Warren, to me, that really stands out is you never really thought about him or talked about him unless he wasn't there. And to me, that's the ultimate compliment you can give to a long snapper. It was never a factor, the snap, in any of the games in which he played, regular season or postseason. Greg Warren, a good guy, a good teammate, a good player at his position. Again, he made a decision, as Greg Warren said, that, he thanked the Steelers coaches and training staff for their help and advice over the past few weeks. So clearly, from that, we can deduce that this was a situation that was kind of brewing for a little bit. And now, based on what Greg Warren said, you can kind of understand why the Steelers made the move that they did on the third day of the draft by spending a sixth-round pick on long snapper Colin Holba.
And I think looking at Greg's statement here, the thing that stood out was, it had been determined that trying to compete in the 2017 season may be a risk to my long-term health. So there was a lot of factors, obviously, if he's thanking the training and medical staff, coaches, of just trying to figure out what to do that's best for Greg, the person, not just the football player.
Right. Greg has a wife and young children. I mean, as I said, he had 12 years in the league. Greg was also a savvy veteran in this respect. He was a long snapper, and a lot of times teams will try and go younger and cheaper there. But Greg Warren was always smart enough and willing enough to sign one-year contracts every year, which allowed based on the CBA rules, allowed the Steelers some savings under the salary cap while he still was able to earn the salary commensurate with his years of experience in the league. So, rather than kind of get nervous and or greedy, Greg Warren understood the path to take to maintain his spot on the team. And as I said, he was good at it. And so he ended up with a 12-year career, and he's got his name engraved on a couple of Lombardi trophies. He's leaving with his long-term health in pretty, in good shape. I call that a win all the way around.
All right, the other player the Steelers released today, tight end Ladarius Green. He was the big free agent signing for them last offseason. We saw flashes of him during 2016, but ultimately did not pass a physical at this point.
Yeah, and, kind of the other end of the spectrum of Greg Warren, that was a disappointment. It was a move that the Steelers made last year that really did not work out, did not pan out according to plan. As you mentioned, Missy, Ladarius Green, when he was able to play, he was productive in the role that the Steelers kind of had in mind for him all along. We can see what that role was here in these highlights. 18 catches for 304 yards and a touchdown in six games. But, for whatever reason, I really don't know the specifics of the medical situation. Certainly, his season was ended with a concussion. How that all came together in terms of why he was on the physically unable to perform list early. He also had ankle surgery. Again, the bottom line is this was a move, a free agent move, that didn't really work out as planned.
And taking a look at the Steelers tight ends on their roster right now, we know that was not a position that they addressed during free agency or during the draft, but two new guys here, number 87 and 80, Scott Orndorff, was an undrafted rookie free agent, someone the Steelers knew well, brought in for a pre-draft visit as well.
Yeah, and you know, you look at that situation there, as you mentioned, the Steelers did not use a draft pick on a tight end. Scott Orndorff was an undrafted rookie who was signed. Fazon Odom, 6'8". Certainly he stood out at rookie minicamp as a tryout guy. He was signed after rookie minicamp. Interesting height on him. But, you know, when you look at this situation, you know, Scott Orndorff, I'm sure that he's, you know, guys don't celebrate the misfortune of others, but his chances of making this roster certainly increased significantly with the move that the Steelers announced today regarding Ladarius Green. You know, we're going to have to see how this pans out, but, you know, when you look at the Steelers' tight ends, I think how they utilize that position and, you know, when they're looking for receivers to do some of the things that you might have wanted Ladarius Green to do, there's a guy who's scheduled to come back. He wears number 10, Martavis Bryant, who might be able to help the team in the areas of the field that the Steelers were looking for, that kind of help from Ladarius Green. So, you know, Todd Haley may have to juggle some things in terms of who is utilized, but I think in terms of the what they're looking for from the players, it can be handled with the personnel that remains.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll recap all the roster moves the Steelers have made since last Thursday. Also, final thoughts on minicamp and a look to OTAs.